You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're diving into something pretty exciting. It's a big one for a lot of people, figuring out the best countries to raise a family in, especially as we head into 2024.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a huge decision with so much to consider. I mean, you've got safety, education, healthcare, lifestyle, and I mean, the list just keeps going, right?
It really does. And thankfully, we've gone ahead and done some of that heavy lifting for you. Yeah. We've poured over tons of reports and rankings, you know, expert opinions, all centered around figuring out where might be the best country to raise a family or the best country to immigrate with family. So, are you ready to explore the world with us and maybe even find the perfect place to raise your family?
Absolutely. It's amazing to see just how many options are out there. And honestly, what might seem like the perfect fit for one family, it might not even be on the radar for another.
Exactly. It all comes down to those individual values. You know what each family prioritizes. Some might be looking for a really strong social safety net, while others might be all about outdoor adventures or a top-notch education system. It's all about finding the right fit. And speaking of fit, I was blown away by how many countries constantly make it to the top of the list when it comes to family well-being.
Yeah.
We're talking about places like Iceland, Portugal, Denmark, Switzerland, New Zealand, and Canada. They really seem to check a lot of boxes.
They do tend to hit a lot of those key points. But I think it's important to look beyond just the rankings. We need to dig into what life is actually like for families in these places. Like, let's take Spain as an example. Often you hear it praised for having that family-friendly culture and a pretty relaxed lifestyle.
Spain. Oh, I can practically taste the paella and hear the flamenco music already.
All right.
It's definitely got that vibrant, welcoming feel. And it's known for being, well, more affordable than some other Western European countries.
Yeah, for sure.
Plus, did you know that newborns in Spain can actually become citizens if their parents have been living there for just 1 year?
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty great perk for families who are thinking about making a move.
Absolutely. That fast track to citizenship is a huge draw for a lot of people. But it also brings up a really important point, you know, immigration policies. They can be a major factor when you're choosing a country to raise your family in, because each country has its own set of rules and requirements.
Absolutely. It's not just about, oh, I love the scenery, I love the food. It's about those practical matters, too.
Definitely.
And speaking of practical matters, we've got to talk healthcare.
Absolutely.
Several countries on our list, like Switzerland and Japan, are known for having exceptional healthcare systems.
You're right. Their healthcare is world class, but that quality often comes with a price tag.
Right.
Switzerland, for example, it has a very high cost of living. So even though the healthcare is amazing, you really need to consider if it's financially doable for your family long term. And then you've got Japan. Their healthcare system is also top-notch, and a big chunk of those medical costs are covered by the government. But trying to navigate a whole new healthcare system in a foreign country can be a bit of a maze. So really understanding how it all works is super important.
You're telling me. And then, of course, there's education. Can't forget about the kids. Some countries, like Canada and the Netherlands, are really well known for their inclusive and high-quality education systems.
Yeah, Canada has a fantastic range of educational choices, everything from public to private, and they put a lot of emphasis on making sure everyone feels welcome. And then the Netherlands, they constantly rank high for overall child well-being, and their education system is all about helping kids develop those critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
That's so important.
They also offer great bilingual support for kids coming from other countries, which can be a big help.
I love that they're prioritizing those skills for the future. Imagine your kids, like, riding their bikes to school through those beautiful tulip fields.
It sounds like a dream.
It does, doesn't it? But, of course, every country has its own, I guess, quirks and nuances. Some countries are just amazing at work-life balance. Like Denmark and Sweden always come to mind.
Oh, Denmark and Sweden are fascinating cases. They really emphasize that work-life balance. It's deeply ingrained in their cultures and backed up by government policies.
It really is.
But that can also mean a different pace of life, and career paths might not look the same as they do in other places.
It's all about finding what really works for your family's values.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know we're kind of throwing a lot of information at you right now. It's like this whirlwind tour of all the top 10 best countries to raise a family. But don't worry, we're going to break it all down. We're going to help you make sense of it.
Absolutely. We're going to dive deeper into each country's strengths and weaknesses, you know, explore some of those hidden gems and potential challenges that you might not see right away. We'll also look at specific policies and programs that could make a big difference for your family. Things like parental leave, childcare support, and those different immigration pathways.
And of course, we'll make sure to address those burning questions you might have.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what's the cost of living actually like? How easy is it to really become a part of the community? And how can you make sure your kids thrive in this new environment?
It's all about painting a realistic picture, going beyond those, you know, glossy brochures and giving you the power to make a decision that's truly right for your family.
Exactly. So, are you ready to keep going on this journey with us? Get ready, because we're about to uncover some fascinating insights that will help you navigate the world of the best country to immigrate with family 2025, and maybe even find that perfect place to call home.
I can't wait. You know, it's funny how some countries really seem to excel in certain areas of family life. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're looking for a country that truly values work-life balance, you can't beat Denmark or Sweden.
Yeah, their parental leave policies are incredible.
We're not talking weeks here.
Months.
Months of paid time off for both parents.
Right.
Sweden offers up to 480 days of paid parental leave. And get this, it's split equally between moms and dads. Really encouraging that shared responsibility right from the start.
I love that.
Denmark also has amazing parental leave policies and a really strong culture of flexible work arrangements.
Oh, for sure.
But it goes beyond just the policies themselves. It's like a whole societal mindset.
I've heard that in Denmark, it's totally normal for people to leave work early to pick up their kids or go to school events.
Yeah.
No one even thinks twice about it.
It's true. Work-life balance is just built into their culture.
That's amazing.
They value time with family and prioritize well-being right alongside professional success.
I like that.
But of course, this means that career paths might look a little different there. Climbing that corporate ladder might not be the main focus for everyone.
That's a really good point. It's all about making sure your expectations match up with the culture of the country you're considering.
Exactly.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about education. We mentioned Canada and the Netherlands earlier, but another country that consistently ranks high for education is the UK.
Yeah, the UK has some of the most prestigious universities in the world, and that their education system is known for its academic rigor.
It really is.
But it is a highly competitive environment, and the cost of education can be pretty steep, especially for international students.
That's something to definitely think about.
So it's a balancing act.
Right.
If academic excellence is your top priority and you're prepared for that financial investment, then the UK could be a fantastic choice.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a more well-rounded approach to education with a focus on, you know, the whole child developing as a person, countries like Finland or Switzerland might be a better fit.
Finland is so interesting. Their education system is famous for focusing on creativity, problem solving, and the well-being of the students.
It really is.
They have shorter school days,
yeah,
less homework, and they really emphasize learning through play.
I love that.
It's so refreshing to see a country prioritize those things. It's not all about memorizing facts. It's about nurturing a love of learning.
Exactly. And Switzerland also takes a very holistic approach to education. They value practical skills just as much as academic knowledge and encourage kids to follow their passions. Plus, they have that multilingual environment, which is huge.
Wow.
Many children grow up speaking multiple languages.
That's incredible. Talk about setting your kids up for success in a global world.
Right.
I know we've been focusing mainly on European countries and Canada, but we can't forget about the rest of the world.
Of course not. There are amazing places everywhere. New Zealand, for example, is often praised for its stunning natural beauty and relaxed lifestyle.
Oh, New Zealand. I can just picture those incredible landscapes and the friendly people. And I've heard that their no-fault accident compensation system is super comprehensive, which gives families a lot of peace of mind.
It's true. They have a strong social safety net, and they really care about the well-being of their citizens. Plus, the opportunities for outdoor adventure are practically endless. It's a dream for families who love to be in nature.
It sounds like it. From hiking to kayaking to skiing, there's something for everyone.
And silly.
But living on a somewhat remote island nation does come with its own considerations.
You're right. Things like travel costs, access to specialized health care, and job opportunities are all things to think about.
For sure. It's about finding that right balance for your family's needs and lifestyle.
Exactly.
Speaking of balance, one country that seems to strike a really nice balance between nature, culture, and those urban conveniences is Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Portugal has become increasingly popular with families over the past few years.
I can see why.
It offers that laid-back Mediterranean lifestyle, beautiful beaches, amazing food, and it's relatively affordable compared to other Western European countries.
It really does sound lovely. And they have that golden visa program, right?
Yes.
Which can be a way for families to become residents if they meet certain investment criteria.
That's right. The Golden Visa is a popular choice for families looking to get residency by investing.
Yeah.
It offers different ways to invest, like funds or even supporting the arts and cultural heritage.
It's a fascinating program.
It can be a fantastic way to establish yourselves in a beautiful and welcoming country.
So we've talked about quite a few countries now, each with its own unique advantages and things to think about. It's amazing to see all the different options out there for families looking for a new home.
It
But I
is.
imagine it can also feel overwhelming trying to weigh all these different factors.
It definitely can. That's why it's so important to start by figuring out what your family's core values and priorities are.
I agree.
What are your non-negotiables? What kind of lifestyle do you really want for your family?
Those are great questions.
Once you have a clear picture of what you're looking for, you can start narrowing down your options and focus on the countries that really match up with your vision.
That's excellent advice. It's like creating a roadmap for your family's future. But there's one more really important thing we haven't talked about yet: cultural fit.
Ah, yes, cultural
It's
fit.
so important.
People often overlook this, but it can make a huge difference. Moving to a new country is a big adjustment, and it's important to think about whether your family will feel comfortable and welcome in that new environment.
Yeah, it's more than just learning the language.
Oh,
It's
absolutely.
about understanding the social norms, the values, even those unspoken rules of the culture.
Exactly. Think about it this way. Do you thrive in a fast-paced, individualistic culture, or do you prefer a more relaxed, community-oriented setting? Are you comfortable with direct communication, or do you value a more subtle approach?
Right.
These are all important things to consider when you're trying to figure out if a place is a good cultural fit.
It's like finding a place where your family's values and way of life just click with the local culture, a place where you can truly feel at home, even if it's miles away from where you started.
And remember, cultural adaptation is a two-way street.
It is.
It's not just about the country adapting to you, it's also about your family being willing to embrace the local culture, learn the language, and build relationships with the community.
It's about finding that sweet spot where your family and the new culture can both thrive together. It's almost like you're creating a bridge between where you come from and this new chapter you're starting. You're
Right.
holding on to your heritage, but also embracing these new experiences. It's a beautiful thing. We've talked about so many amazing places today, from those vibrant cities in Japan to the peaceful landscapes of New Zealand.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
It really has. And it's so clear that there's no single right answer when it comes to the best country to live in with family.
Absolutely. The best country is the one that truly fits your family's values, priorities, and dreams.
Exactly. It's about finding that place where you can really picture your family growing and thriving. A place where your kids can be free to explore, where you feel safe and supported, and where you can build a life full of meaningful moments.
Imagine raising your kids in a place where they can walk or bike to school, where the streets are safe, and where there's a strong sense of community.
I love that.
Those are the things that can make such a difference in a family's overall happiness.
They really do.
Yeah.
And we've seen examples of those qualities in so many of the countries we've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Denmark with its hit, Sweden with its focus on sustainability and being outdoors, and even the Netherlands with its bike-friendly cities and those close-knit communities.
All of those countries really prioritize a high quality of life, not just for adults, but for children too.
Right.
They understand that happy, healthy kids are the foundation of a strong society.
And they support that with policies and programs that help families every step of the way.
Exactly, from parental leave to affordable childcare to great public schools.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But remember, it's not just about those tangible benefits. It's also about the feeling you get from a place.
Yeah, does it feel welcoming and inclusive? Does it align with your family's values and lifestyle?
Those are really important questions to consider as you're exploring your options.
Definitely.
It's almost like trying on different hats.
I like that analogy.
You need to see which one fits best, which one feels most comfortable and true to who you are as a family.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box. We've spent a lot of time talking about Western Europe, Canada, and New Zealand,
Right.
but there are amazing countries all over the world that might surprise you.
That's so true. There are hidden gems everywhere, just waiting to be discovered. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the best country to migrate with family, I want to leave you with this thought. Embrace the adventure.
This whole process of figuring out where to go, it's an adventure in itself.
It really is.
It's about being open to new possibilities, questioning what you think you know, and ultimately finding that place where your family can truly bloom.
I love that. So do your research, talk to other families who have made the move, and most importantly, trust your gut.
The perfect country for your family is out there waiting for you to find it.
Happy exploring, everyone.
You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.